This is the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. This week we have a slightly different episode planned. It's June in South Africa, which is Youth Month, and so we thought it would be a good idea to have a look back at some of the incredible young people we've had on this show over the years and see where they are today. And it's a privilege that we get to be able to interview these young future stars while they're still in school and see them progress onto the next level, whether that's professionally playing club, sport, rugby, athletics, cricket, football. There's so many sports that we've covered on this podcast. So that's what we thought we'd do today. And we've had 4 seasons of the Super Sport Schools podcast, which means there's a lot for us to look back into. And we're going to start with one that we did back in our first season. It was our 30th episode of the first season, which was back in October 2023. So quite a long time ago. It's amazing to think how far we've come and that Spur's been with us along this whole journey. The episode was called Back to Cricket with Kwena Maparka. Now, he was still in school at St. Stithians, and when we interviewed him, he was kind of just breaking out there. People were just starting to hear about him, and now, I mean, he's gone on to debut at Newlands for Test cricket for the Proteas. He's played for the Proteas in multiple formats, SA20 contract, IPL contract. He's one of the most exciting young talents we have in South Africa, and we interviewed him before all of that.
You also play club cricket, so there's a lot of cricket. But since Stithians, you were saying you've been here since grade 8 earlier, you were telling me. What's it like being at a school like this that is rich in cricket history, that often is ranked in the top 3 in the country in various platforms in terms of first 11 cricket? How do you think being at a school like this has helped you on your journey?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, our director of cricket, he's amazing. And all the coaches, you know, in a rich cricketing school, you're always going to have good coaching. You're always going to have good players around you. It's a great cricketing environment, and it's an amazing place to grow yourself as a cricketer.
And when did you first realize or think that maybe you can actually take cricket as far as it is possible to go? When did that first enter your mind? Is that something you've always believed, or has it been kind of a dream, and then slowly the dream started to become reality?
So the way I see it, it's always kind of been something in the back of my mind. It's always been there. But it's kind of just like, you kind of get to a point. I think that point for me was under 13 at my second national week, where you kind of see yourself and you're like, wow, I can actually do this, you know? I think that was really the point.
When you can see at national week that you can compete amongst the best in the country.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the time in different sports in South Africa, our national weeks at under 13 level or even under 16 level look very different in terms of who's there and who's not to the under 19, under 18 levels. It can change quite a lot. But obviously you've just gone from strength to strength, which a lot of people kind of either fall out or they go into different sports. It can all change because under 13 often is very early to decide what sport you're into. You were saying earlier that cricket, from an early age, you were involved in that. Any other sports along the way?
Yeah, so I'm actually a tennis player and a hockey player. I used to do athletics. But tennis, I also played provincially. And hockey, I've also played provincially. So it was kind of just a battle of which sport is going to take preference.
You've definitely come to the right school then, is what I can tell you. Kevin Anderson comes from St. Stithians, our most successful tennis player from South Africa for quite a long time. And athletics, hockey, there's a lot of time, quite a strong correlation between hockey players and cricket players. So that's not too surprising, but it's awesome that you've been involved in lots of sports. But now, do you have time for other sports with everything you're doing in cricket? Or is it a lot of training and matches for the different teams that you're involved in?
Yeah, so cricket's definitely taken up most of my time now, but I still do find time. So I played hockey for school this year. Unfortunately, I had to kind of take a step away from provincial hockey this year because I was away for cricket. But yeah, I've definitely tried to play hockey, and I still am going to try to play hockey for a long time. And tennis, I've had to kind of take a step away from as well. So I play more socially now. I can't really play competitively anymore.
Who have you looked up to? Favorite cricketers? Maybe there isn't one. Maybe there are a couple that you maybe model off of, or are you doing your own thing? But definitely players that you've looked up to.
Yeah, I would say probably the top three bowlers that I've looked up to and I've tried to take something away from. Vernon Philander, the way that he plays with the ball is absolutely insane. So if I would be able to do that, I think I'd be amazing.
Very happy.
Yeah, very, very happy.
Yeah.
Dale Steyn, the aggression that he bowls with and also what he can do with the ball, the way he makes the ball talk and the way he gets wickets is absolutely outrageous. He's a wicket-taking machine. And then I'd say also Kagiso Rabada. He's obviously someone that I've looked up to quite a lot and he's currently my mentor in terms of cricket. But yeah, also the stuff that he does with the ball, how he's been playing cricket from a young age, you know, it's really something special to see and it's something that I would definitely want to model.
That's awesome. And you mentioned as a mentor as well, it's always great to have someone that you can actually be involved with to help you on your journey. I want to hear a little bit from you for aspiring cricketers who are playing cricket at school, what your advice to them is if they want to maybe take it further, if they just want to be as good as they can be, what your advice is someone who is currently doing that and is on that journey and also clearly is very dedicated to it and makes time to put in the effort. What's your advice?
I would say something that you have to look at, like, and something that's extremely important is time management and planning. Make calendars for yourself and always make the time to do the hard work, because the hard work is what's going to get you to the position that you want to be in. I think if you can put in the hard work, if you can make time for the hard work, everything will kind of line up.
It's amazing to think that before he had his IPL contract and SA20 contracts, before he debuted for the Proteas, we were able to interview him at St. Stithians. It's been incredible to watch the journey of pacer Quenna Mpaka, especially since we caught him here first on Super Sports Schools back in 2023. Today on the podcast, we're doing things a little bit differently. We're looking back at all the incredible young people we've had on the show and finding out a little bit more about where they are now. And some of them are still pretty young. Some of them were on the show when they're young and are still quite young. There is an incredible chess prodigy. His name is Caleb Levitin. He is an international master. We had him on the show and I got him and Shami to go head to head in a chess game with a bit of a twist.
So let me explain how it's going to work, because if he just played you, I mean, it would be over in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
So what we're actually going to do is say that every five moves, you guys are going to swap. All right. So you're starting with white, you're starting with black, but after five moves, you're going to change over and then have to play with what was left out there by the other person.
Awesome.
How do you think this is going to go, Caleb?
I don't know. I'll see the strategy, like, to if I want to make bad moves and beat as black, or like,
or just make really good moves and then hope she doesn't mess it up too much. And yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to leave the strategy to him, because that is what he does and that's what's earned him international master status. I'm also going to time it just for fun.
That's fine.
For interest's sake.
I'm the underdog. Yeah, it's okay.
But Caleb, when you make the first move, I'll start the timer. I'm so excited that I'm not playing.
Can we shake hands?
Yes, like, let's shake hands. Okay. Let's make it official.
May the best man win.
The table.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Caleb, whenever you're ready, you can kick us off. Chummy, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Jeez, there's so much confidence in that move.
Of course he was going to do that. That's what everyone does.
Dior.
Okay, I actually have a strategy. I shouldn't
admit that. She has a strategy. That's two moves, right? My one job is to keep count. So,
Are we switching off to black makes the first move?
Yes.
Oh, so it'll be white. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's three moves.
No! I was trying to prevent the castle, but he's too good. So well done.
So interesting, because you're both playing and then just a couple moves, it's going to swap. Tell me, where are we going? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's four moves each.
One more move each, and then we're going to swap. He's thinking of it more now because he's getting ready for that swap.
Yeah. I do not like my future position.
Sorry. Jeez.
You're humbling South Africa's top chess player, Chami.
Well.
Oh, there's so much thought going into this.
I'm quite
when
disappointed.
When they say 3D chess, you're going to be manipulated.
I think so. I'm also trying to... My one strategy was he cannot castle, and he did it in like 2 seconds.
So the one thing you tried to...
Yeah, so I was like, go, bishop,
okay,
go.
Okay, the move happened.
But touch is not a move, right? Let me think about this. Why would you do that? Why would you give it to me? Are you like, that's a trap, hey?
Maybe it's a bluff. Maybe it's a double bluff.
Oh, of course it's a trap because you're going to come knight me once I go there. No, I'm not playing into your traps. It's play.
Okay, swap.
Yeah.
I'm like trying my best to... this is the position I get.
Okay, it's your move, Chummy.
Okay, great. You've done a lot for us.
Now you're playing with a nice...
Yeah, I'm like, this is lovely.
International master stand.
This is nice. How do I not run it? Queen is going to tell me there. Oh, wait. Okay, I don't know. This might be terrible, but I'm going to do that.
Jeez, that was so quick.
That means... So quick.
Pressure's back on you. That's
yeah, because
move.
He's... If I go there, what are you going to do? No. Oh, that's what you're going to do. No, I can't do that. Can't do that. Whatever.
Ooh. It's 2 moves each.
Let's open up here. Why do you have all your pawns stuck there?
Very quiet, this thinking, it's intense.
We are actually thinking. What happened to your question?
I'm just glad I'm not playing. That's 3 moves each, guys.
Oh, he likes to set up traps. He's a trap setter.
But eventually they're going to be too many traps.
And they're so tempting. Yeah. So, because you... No, stop with the traps. Stop.
How old are you, Chami?
22 at the end of the month.
Okay, so there's a 7-year age difference here.
How many moves?
You still have 2. She has 1. Yes, I can do my 1 job.
Doing it great.
You have no idea how.
Am I actually competing, or did I miss the setup so bad that it's so ugly that you can't fix it, or what? Because you're actually thinking, and I like that.
Oh. Okay, 1 move each.
Wait a minute. I've got a problem.
Yeah, you've got a problem.
Yeah, Houston, we have a pro...
There is a problem.
Was that a
problem? Yeah, that's actually quite annoying.
One more, Caleb, and then it's a swap. I mean, could we end in a draw, shall we?
Dude, I would... I'm going to put that on my Instagram bio.
A Drew to South Africa's top chess player. We just won't put in the detail about the swaps.
No, we won't.
All right, it's your move.
No, but...
Okay, swap.
Okay. What a...
Oh! Damn!
He
set it up and slaughtered it.
One step at a time, sir. Jeez.
So hard, because like in 5 more moves, I'm not going to be a piece down. So like...
Okay, open up.
It is hard. It's not something you've ever done before. We had to make it interesting.
Yeah.
It can just be boring. We know you're good, so we don't need to prove that.
No, we do not.
Okay, you've both done 2 moves.
Is this how
you
we castle?
You can't castle.
Why can't I castle?
Because My bishop's attacking there.
Oh, clever boy. Okay, very clever, very clever. Fine. It's just...
Oh, it's so much fun watching this.
Right, like
I thought
caught.
The test match this
Wait,
week
how many?
Was
how
fun.
Many moves?
Two each.
Two left.
So this is my third.
Yeah. No, it's your fourth. So you have two left.
Oh, I have two left.
Yeah, you've done three. And you have one left.
He's moved his queen.
You have two left.
Why are you moving your queen? Okay.
I forgot her bishop was under attack.
Yes. Yeah. Should I hold that there? And if I do that... No, but then you're going
to... Sounds like Kayla's made a mistake, Shami.
He did.
Are you going to capitalize on this red?
No, but that's the problem is how am I supposed to... He's going to... No, he won't. Wait a minute.
We're going to need a
move. I don't
know.
I'm going to do this. And I'm
going
to...
7 minutes exactly. Kayla.
I was supposed to block. And I'm
wrong. Wow. Yeah, that was incredible. Well done. I really thought we were just
really
going to
well
go around and around and nothing was going to happen. And he played some mind games there.
He did.
I'm not sure whether that challenge took longer or shorter than I expected, but it was better than a couple years before when I played Yashil Modi while he was blindfolded to see how quickly he could beat me, and it was something like 3 minutes. Here on the Supersport Schools podcast today, in celebration and to kick off Youth Month, we're taking a look back at some of the amazing young people that we've had on the show. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, there's a whole lot more to look back on. Welcome back to the Supersport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. Today on the show, to kick off and in celebration of Youth Month, we're looking back at a whole lot of the interviews and features we've done with young people over the past 4 seasons of the show. We kicked off with an interview with Quenna Mapaka. That was all the way back in October 2023, nearly 3 years ago. And the growth we've seen from him since then has been incredible. The next one we're going to look at now is a bit more recent. It happened last year. Chami and I traveled to Zwartkop's racetrack just outside Pretoria to interview young racing driver prodigy Christopher Tate. Now, at 15 years old, he was the youngest saloon car racing champion in South Africa. And you've just got to think about this for a second. We were going around the track at 180, nearly 200 kilometers an hour, around a track by someone who is too young to even do his learner's license at the time when we were with him, which just boggles the mind. A few months after we interviewed him, he took part in the VW Rookie Cup race of the season. It was at Zwartkop's, and he actually ended up winning, which meant promotion and all sorts of things for him. And as a youngster, it's just absolutely incredible. But I thought we'd relive some of those, I wouldn't say terrifying, but they were pretty terrifying for me and Shami because we didn't know what was going on, really. I've never been in a race car before, and going around the track and drifting and all sorts of things and going around corners, hairpin bends at 80 is a new experience, I think, for most people. But yeah, we'll have a look back at that. And Christopher, well, we were in pretty good hands.
I think the fastest I've ever been in a machine is obviously an aeroplane.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been close to this far.
But that's not the same. I fainted on a ride at Gold Reef City. Don't you?
You fainted?
The Golden Loop. Embarrassing. So I don't know how I feel.
So you actually might pass out.
Yes, which is what I've been trying to keep to myself. But no, this is starting to feel real. And like, it's going to be on camera.
Those videos where they
do
like pilot training and the person's like...
Or have you seen the roller coaster ride ones?
And they're like, oh.
I think I might be the first person to be caught on camera on Super Sports Schools.
Passing out. Well, at least we'll have it in HD and we'll get to hear it.
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't sound good for me.
Do this.
I'm just gonna sneak my way out.
Oh, check out.
My legs were shaking the whole time. Just
18-3.
Just sit down. I forgot at a point that this is a show for kids. So I'm not sure half of my dialogue's usable.
I'm so excited to stand still.
I'm not sure. It was fun watching you. Now it's not funny anymore.
Good luck. Enjoy. See you on the other side.
Help. We've got this, hey?
Yep.
Can you like hear me?
When we're driving, I'll struggle to hear you.
Please don't go too quickly.
I'll take it easy. The first few laps.
It's been amazing having a look back at all these interviews that we've done over the years on the Supersport Schools podcast. The last one I want to look back on today comes from one of our very, very early episodes. It was called Playing Hockey for SA at 17. Very inventive, but the name captured everything. And we interviewed Tahira Augusti, who played for South Africa at only 17. I think she represents South Africa in three different teams, if you included indoor, under-20s, etc., at the same time. She went on to compete in the Paris Olympics for South Africa as well in the women's national hockey squad. But right back when we very first got to know her, she took on the quiz and put on the best performance we've ever had on the Supersport Schools podcast quiz. And I think it's the perfect way to end today's show.
We turn to the more talented of the two hockey players here.
I've never played hockey in my life.
Tahira, you have 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Your time starts now. In what year did the St. Mary's Hockey Festival start?
2000.
Correct. Roughly how heavy is a hockey ball?
156 grams.
Correct. Who is the top-ranked hockey team according to the FIH?
Netherlands.
What channel on TV is Supersport Schools?
216.
Correct. Who is the most capped South African sportsperson across all sports?
Marshall Burns.
Correct. True or false, the goalkeeper cannot use the back of their stick in hockey? Correct. What is the maximum length of a field hockey stick? 100, 105, or 110 centimeters?
105.
Correct. How many substitutions can you make during a hockey match?
As many as one.
Correct. What is the best finishing place of the women's national hockey team in the Olympics?
9.
Correct. Before yourself, how many UNICE girls have played for the national team?
4.
Correct. Who played 220 tests for South Africa and scored 221 goals?
Pieter Coutier.
Correct. Who started the St. Mary's Hockey Festival? Pass. What school had the first Astro in the country?
Mary's Book College.
Correct. What colour? And that is time up. She has absolutely destroyed that. I was running.
She doubled my score.
I ran out of questions. I went to your questions.
Where's the UNICE one?
There was a UNICE one. I skipped it.
I could have run on that. That's more than doubled.
Not only has she doubled your score, Not only has she beaten Cook, she has also beaten the former CEO of Supersport, Mark Dury. That is madness. So she is now top of the table.
By a landslide.
By 4 points.
You know what? We should have given her a rugby quiz. Maybe it was like giving her a quiz in her own sport.
Come on, we're quizzing them in their own sport, Tim. You got to do your research before.
Oh, okay. Well,
you get a week to prepare for this.
You have to do research on the sport that you're coming
to work. I tried my best. That's why I knew that Oranje had won 6 out of the last 7.
Only because you answered it.
You take for the umpire.
Okay. So Tahira, should we replace him on the next podcast? Yes.
What? No.
Well, thanks so much for joining us for our Youth Month special. We hope that this month you are able to reflect and think on the incredible power and impact of young people in South Africa, the future of the country, and the potential that they hold. We're all about tomorrow's champions here on Supersport Schools, and that's what we're going to continue to spotlight and celebrate on the Supersport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, Sunday at 6. But until then, bye-bye.